Some news now from the world of sports, and the season has ended for the Boston Bruins. Knocked out of the NHL playoffs with a 3-1 loss to the Tampa Bay Lightning yesterday, and Boston once again was unable to get any kind of offense going during 5-on-5 play. The Bees did strike first with David Krejci knocking home a one-timer on a feed from Charlie McAvoy, that during a Bruins power play. But once the Lightning tied the game in the second period and then went ahead for good on a JT Miller goal, the Bruins desperately tried but could not get the equalizer before an empty net goal sealed their fate. Bruins had trouble getting any kind of flow going through the neutral zone, held in check by an aggressive Tampa Bay forecheck. But like in every game of the series, save game one, the Bruins could not generate offense without the aid of a man advantage. Much of that falls on the failures of players on the second, third, and fourth lines. The team had to rely too heavily on the number one trio of Patrice Bergeron, Brad Marchand, and David Pastrnak. Coach Bruce Cassidy was forced to juggle the lines, even split that trio up for stretches yesterday to try to get a spark from other players, but the Bees could not break through. Now, some of that responsibility has to be laid at the skates of players like Marchand, who will be remembered more in this series for trying to lick the face of opposing players rather than scoring big goals. But even with the disappointing five-game ouster in round two, it's easy to lose sight of the fact that a lot of people who write and chat about hockey did not think the Bruins would even make the playoffs this year. Instead, they finished just 1 point behind Tampa for the best record in the Eastern Conference. They were hampered by injuries yet again to key players, including young defenseman Brandon Carlo, who was injured and lost just before the playoffs started. Bees were also without their most mobile defenseman Torrey Krug for yesterday's game. He was injured in game four. I'd also like to see what might have happened had the Bruins been not victimized by some terrible officiating in that Game 4 when their one-goal lead late in the game evaporated on a non-call on Charlie McAvoy. He was hauled down by Steven Stamkos around the Boston net. That led to Tampa's tying goal in a game they won in overtime. But let's face it, the Lightning did outplay Boston in this series. They'll now move on to face either the Washington Capitals or the Pittsburgh Penguins in the Eastern Conference Finals. The clock refuses to strike midnight for the Cinderella Las Vegas Golden Knights. The greatest expansion team in the history of any sport now has a chance to make it to the Stanley Cup Finals after eliminating the San Jose Sharks in six games, a 3-0 win for the Knights last night. Fourth shutout of the playoffs for veteran goalie Marc-Andre Fleury, who stopped 28 shots in clinching the win. In Major League Baseball, the two hottest teams in the game, who also happen to be the greatest rivals in the game, will meet Tuesday night in the Bronx for a series that could produce a new leader in the American League East. The Boston Red Sox come into tomorrow night's game against the Yankees with the best record in the majors, but the Yankees have won 15 of their last 16 games, and they sit just one game behind Boston as the teams get ready to rumble in the Bronx. Red Sox beat the Texas Rangers 6-1 yesterday, getting a season-high 12 strikeouts from ace Chris Sale, who wishes he didn't need 5 days of rest so he could appear in that Yankees series. Sandy Leone hit a 3-run homer to give Sale plenty of support. J.D. Martinez also went yard for the Red Sox, his 8th of the year. Only blemish in this one occurred when Mookie Betts, the MVP of the Red Sox so far this season, was hit on the upper shoulder with a throw by the Texas first baseman who was trying to throw Mookie out at second base. Betts was safe on the play, but he got up holding his wrist, although the word is he has a contusion on his shoulder, and no word yet whether he'll be able to play in Game 1 against the Yankees tomorrow night. Meanwhile, the Yankees made history while beating the Cleveland Indians when rookie sensation Gleyber Torres eclipsed a fellow named Mickey Mantle to become the youngest Yankee ever to hit a walk-off home run. His 3-run blast in the bottom of the ninth handed the Yankees a 7-4 win over Cleveland. If that was not impressive enough for the Yankee youth movement, Domingo Herman made his major league debut on the mound. All he did was throw a no-hitter through six innings before being lifted. The Indians scored 4 runs after that against the Yankee bullpen, but New York battled back to tie the game when Cleveland closer Cody Allen was brought in to get a 5-out save. He struggled to do so. He yielded 3 runs before the Yankees rallied in the ninth and ended it on the historic blast by Torres. Drew Pomerantz will face Luis Severino in the series that starts tomorrow night at the stadium. Should be a great one. The New York Mets have finished a homestand they'd rather forget, going 0-6 after falling to the Colorado Rockies 3-2 yesterday. Ian Desmond hit 2 home runs to power the Rockies. They overcame a 2-0 deficit to tie the game at 2 before Desmond went deep off Noah Syndergaard in the 8th for the winning margin. Rockies have now won 5 in a row. The Toronto Blue Jays got a gift in the bottom of the ninth when Tampa Bay Rays closer Alex Colome uncorked a wild pitch, and that scored Kevin Pillar from third base with the winning run in a 2-1 Toronto victory over Tampa. NBA playoffs, Chris Paul scored 27 points, leading the Houston Rockets to a 100-87 win over the Utah Jazz and a 3-1 series lead there. The Golden State Warriors are also up 3-1 in their series against the New Orleans Pelicans after a 118-92 romp behind 38 points from Kevin Durant.